Hi, everybody. This is Martin Zender broadcasting live. At least I'm live. Broadcasting live on www.martinzender.com to the world and possibly to other solar systems. This week, we're going to begin talking about human nature. I have something startling to say to you. Of course, that's not unusual. You expect that of me, and I'm glad to not disappoint you. In the Word of God, human nature is actually good. I'm not talking about in theology, I'm talking about in Scripture. In the Word of God, human nature is a good thing. Theology, however, has told you for years, you've heard this, that it is bad, bad, bad. Human nature is evil. So much so that anybody that speaks of anything natural, it is assumed that it is sinful. And this has driven people to distraction, namely that people feel they must put their flesh to death and anything they instinctively feel to do must be wrong and they have to squelch it. It's led to asceticism, which breeds terrible things and terrible places like monasteries and nunneries. And needless to say, it does nothing for one's peace. The result of this is that people start living lives that God didn't mean them to live. They become unnatural because they think natural is bad. Well, if you're a decent person and you're told by those who you believe are in authority that nature, your natural self, is bad, then you're going to fight it. And you're going to become unnatural. And trying to become more natural, you become unnatural. And you begin to be afraid of your nature, of things you feel, of your impulses. Even your emotions you come to distrust because you think natural is sinful. And these emotions come to you naturally. They come to you easily, so they must be sinful and we have to fight it. And the sad result of this is that you don't live a natural life. You live an artificial life. You're always fighting yourself. You feel strained. Strained rhymes with train, and here comes the train now. But this is why people become religious. They become religious because they're fighting their natural bend. And when you do that, then spontaneity is gone, because spontaneity is natural, therefore spontaneity is bad. Spontaneity is sinful. We love liberty. We love to be off the leash. We love to feel free. But religion is the antithesis of that, and it stems from believing that your human nature is wrong. But I'm here to tell you that it's right, and this is going to unlock a door for you. And you're going to become more natural, and you're going to be able to worship God and live as you are meant to. That is, you are going to become unreligious. And as usual, I'm happy to be the one to tell you these things. Now, I already sense the antagonism in that people are going to say to me, apparently, you think that there's no such thing as depravity. There's no such thing as original sin. Now, wait a minute. You got to slow down here. Let's take this same argument and apply it to the conscience, okay? The human conscience. What do you think about it? It's in humanity. It's part of you. Is it good or is it bad? Let's go to the Scriptures. The first place I want to go to is Romans 2, and starting with verse 14. For whenever they of the nations that have no law by nature may be doing that which the law demands, these, having no law, are a law unto themselves, who are displaying the action of the law written in their hearts, their conscience testifying together, and their reckonings between one another, accusing or defending them in the day when God will be judging the hidden things of humanity. Their conscience is testifying concerning the things that are written in their hearts, the action of the law written in their hearts. Paul is appealing to the conscience, saying that it knows what's right and what's wrong. Let's go to Romans 9, verse 1. The truth am I telling in Christ, I am not lying, my conscience testifying together with me in Holy Spirit that my sorrow is great and unintermittent pain is in my heart for the sake of his brethren. His conscience is testifying. Let's go to 1 Timothy 1:19. Well, let's start with verse 18 there. This charge I am committing to you, child Timothy, according to the preceding prophecies over you, that in them you may be warring the ideal warfare, having faith and a good conscience, which some, thrusting away, have made shipwreck as to the faith. A good conscience. Well, you can have a bad conscience, you can have a screwed up conscience, you can have a defiled conscience, but all that does is prove that conscience, the conscience itself, is against sin. It's against the wrong thing and for the good thing. Or we couldn't even speak of it being defiled or bad. We're going to jump from the conscience back to human nature, and you're going to rejoice in this. You're going to find some surprising things, and you're going to live a more natural, more spiritual life. I'm Martin Zender. We'll see you tomorrow.